Will you pray with me, please? Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The text is the lection that has just been read from the book of Exodus. My dear fellow redeemed, were there no graves in Egypt that you brought us out here to die? And there was no water to drink. And they murmured and grumbled. And about a month later, what shall we eat or drink? At least in Egypt, we sat around and had our bellies full. How could you bring us out here? This wasn't after 40 years. This was roughly in the first 2 months. In fact, they weren't even out of the land yet when they thought it would have been better to just die in that great land where there were monumental tombs. I mean, the irony of that term, were there no graves in Egypt? If there was ever a place where there were visible graves, it was in Egypt. How could this people of God, who had just seen the miracles of God, bring plagues upon the Egyptians? And in that marvelous act of salvation, the angel of death passed over them, and they were freed to leave. Have you, as I have at times, and I include you children who study your Bible stories, did you ever wonder about these children of Israel? How they could be so unthankful and complaining and grumbling? And Moses put it in perspective, did he not? He says, you don't grumble and complain and murmur against us, meaning Moses and Aaron. You murmur against God. And in our text here at Mara, this wasn't some kind of punishment for evil that they had done or sin that they had done. They were just following. They were doing what they thought they were supposed to do. Moses said, follow. I don't know what they expected being 3 days out in the desert. Perhaps we need to do some reflection and look at our own lives and ask the question, do we ever grumble and complain? Oh, we don't think of it as grumbling and complaining against God either. We might grumble and complain against our parents or a brother and a sister. Or for those of us a little older, perhaps against an administration. or a government, or a colleague, or a fellow student. Utter dissatisfaction with the way things seem to be going, and here we thought we just were following the Lord as He led us to the seminary. And now things take a turn for the worse. Perhaps more remarkable to us than that these people grumbled and complained within very short order of being delivered out of slavery was how God treated them. It's a good thing God is God and not man. Just contemplate for a moment what your reaction might have been if you had eternal destiny and control in your hand, and you are leading this people that you have just delivered out of slavery, and they say to you, "Weren't there graves back in Egypt that you, why didn't you just let us die there?" Your reaction, please. Or the waters are bitter. What did you do bringing us out here so we're going to die of thirst? Your reaction, please. Or there's no food. What will we eat and drink? Your reaction, please. Why this ungrateful people? I will destroy them and raise up unto me a new people. At one point in time, they about drove God to that, didn't they? But God leads them. He puts His pillar in front of them and leads them through the Dead Sea on dry land. And the Pharaoh and his armies are destroyed. And God provides a means by means of a piece of wood in Moses, and the waters are sweetened and they drink. And they go on a little ways, and there is that wonderful oasis that we'll come back to in a moment. And God says, every morning when you wake up, there's going to be this wonderful food on the ground, and in the evening there will be meat. Does that amaze you at all? That God responds in kindness and good and mercy and grace, and even when we are faithless, He remains faithful. That even when you and I take blessings and grumble about the very blessings, that He continues to bless. And when our sins multiply, and even those that we promised never to do again, we turn right around and do one more time, He still says, "I forgive you." This is the God who leads us. And the angel of the Lord went before them in the form of a cloud by day and a fiery pillar at night. And He led them to an oasis where there was still water. And they enjoyed the oasis that He led them to. And He led them on indeed to finally the promised land. that flowed with milk and honey. As he has promised each one of us to lead us on, where the table will be overflowing, and we will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. This is the God that we have gathered to worship here this morning. This is the God who looks at us and says, "You are my people and I am your God." This is the God who went before in that pillar of cloud and pillar of fire, who says to us, "I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep and they know me." He is the good shepherd that leads us also to the oasis of the still water. He is the God who overflows our tables. He is the shepherd. And so I would ask us this morning to think about a God of love, a God who leads, a God who forgives, a God who gives bountifully to us. And yes, that even when we complain and murmur, for Jesus' sake, he forgives and leads us on to the oasis. There are so many images that come up with this small section from the book of Exodus. The living water and the living bread. The shepherd. And I would ask you to join me this morning in centering in on the one who leads us and provides for us. And in that spirit of thankfulness then, would you take out the hymn book again? Roughly open to the same page where we were, except page 128. And will you pray with me the 23rd Psalm? Keeping this text in mind, keeping in mind our forgiveness, keeping in mind a God who forgives and leads and gives bountifully, a God that in the midst of most turmoil and trials in our lives, even in the times of utmost despair, leads us on to the oasis and the promised land. Psalm 23, please. Let us read the entire psalm together. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen.